This is the President's Club, brought to you by S.O.S. Towing and Scrapyard and Cary St. James Street Eatery. Recently, we had a chance to speak with Mike Westover, president of the Delhi Kin Club. Here's a chat that we had with them about their journey to the top of their club and why he loves doing what he does. What got you into the club? So in this case, the Kin Club. What made you want to join, jump on the ship, if you will?
Well, our club had, we had a kinsman club up to 2018. They folded because of older membership. In 2020, the county was talking about closing down a lot of our stuff in Delhi that the kinsman had built. So Brent Steffen had put out a Facebook post wanting to know if anyone was interested in joining the kin club. It was going to be a kin club now, both men and women. So I signed up because I want my daughter to have the same opportunities in town that I did growing up.
Like, I'm looking at a few of the things that have happened over the last X number of years. Is there anything since, like, it sort of started that since you've been a part of it that you're like, hey, you know, I'm really proud that we were able to do this or maybe save that? Is there anything that really stands out for you?
Not that we've had to save anything yet, but we've been able to... As a resurgence, we've been able to help out with our long-term care donations. We've been donating to both this, all three of our schools in town. Our public school does a turkey dinner every Christmas time. We donate to that. Little things here and there that we've been able to help out with the help of our community.
What do you guys have on the horizon? If, unless my memory serves me incorrectly, I believe there was talk about like a dog park or something like that?
Yes, we have... The county gave us property to use. It's the old dump area in Delhi. It's 10 plus acres. So we're starting out with a dog park, and that should be done this spring.
Why is it important for like a community like Delhi to have a club like this? When like, 'cause the other club folded, there was a period of time when there wasn't a club. Now that you've seen it reestablished, why do you feel it's so important to have it in the community?
Delhi doesn't have a lot of service clubs. So with us bringing back the Kin Club, we have a club that people can come to if they're in need. Our Kin Canada motto is serving the community's greatest needs, and that's what we try and do.
And I've really noticed, too, in Delhi specifically, I guess, as a kin club, I'm sure you probably have seen this as well, there's almost like a, I want to say like a renewed resurgence, if you will. I've been always like a lot more businesses, a lot more attention, a lot more events happening in that community. Is that fair to say?
Yep. Yeah, our downtown just got a new clothing store. Our children's store, Victoria. She's actually our vice president. They moved to a bigger building as their business is growing. She opened up the coffee shop. Delhi is becoming more revitalized, so they need a service club to help.
And I guess the last question I've kind of been asking people here is if someone's listening to this, what would be your nudge, I guess, if you will, for them to consider joining a service club? Like if they're in Delhi, to consider taking part in the Kin Club. What would make you? What would your pitch be to them?
Well, you come out, you meet new friends. Not even just in our club. I've made friends in St. Thomas, London, out in Niagara area. So once you become a kin member, you're a kin member, and all the clubs become your friends. We try and have fun while helping out the community.
Awesome. Thank you for coming by. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.